Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Each week on the show, we invite one of our favorite musicians to guest DJ for an hour. And this week, it's Nina Diaz. And now you ever start to wonder, what's it like to be alone? To sit and stare and ponder, living life that's not your own. Let's watch tomorrow go. Nina Diaz is the singer and guitarist for San Antonio's Girl in a Coma, and she's also a solo artist. Her debut album will be out later this summer, and her playlist for this hour really shows you where her own music is coming from. There's some Morrissey, some Bowie, Beatles, plus hard rock and Selena. Somewhere all those artists intersect, and that's where Nina Diaz sits. This is going to be a really fun hour. You can follow along with her playlist at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. Enjoy.
Hello, Austin. Specifically KUTX 98.9. It's me, Nina Diaz. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. And if you haven't heard of me, well, here I am. I come here a lot. I play a lot of shows. And my other band that I'm originally from is called Girl in a Coma. Maybe you've heard of that. And if you haven't, check it out. So the reason why you're hearing my voice right now is because I am taking over KUTX for an hour. And I am going to be playing y'all my sexy mixed tape lover jam party 1999 awesome music. Just so you guys, I guess, can get to know me a little bit more. And I can just give y'all some good time music. And maybe it's going to be some stuff maybe you haven't heard in a while. It's gonna be fun, and this is my first time, and I'm gonna pretend I'm Janine Garofalo from Cats and Dogs, Truth About Cats and Dogs, and you can call me with any questions. I'm just kidding. I don't think you can call in with questions or anything. So, let's begin. Nina Diaz's mixtape here at KUTX 98.9. So we're gonna start off with In Excess. The song is called Don't Change, and I love Michael Hutchence, and I wish he was still around so I could look at him in person, but unfortunately he's not here. And so I want you guys just to jam that song out, and then we'll talk about In Excess a little bit more after that here at KUTX 98.9.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, you just heard In Excess, Don't Change. And again, my name is Nina Diaz, and this is my KUTX for this evening, afternoon, delight, whatever time it is right now in the world. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about myself, just so again, you guys know who I am. I am Nina Diaz from San Antonio, Texas. I come from a band called Girl in a Coma that's based out of San Antonio, Texas. And now I am doing my own solo project, and it's very exciting. It's been 2 years in the making, and my album shall actually be out in late July, early August. You can find out more information going to ninadiazmusic.com. I'm on all the social thingies, Instagram and Facebook and whatnot, Nina Diaz Music. So there's a little taste about me. In Excess, the reason why I picked Don't Change, that's actually a song that my band, my solo band, we cover that song. And In Excess is a part of my solo journey as well, because they just, you know, I always heard them, they were always around, but I guess my mind just had to develop to actually appreciate them. And Michael Hutchins is very, very inspiring to me, especially as soon as I went solo. So I would watch their live videos, and I would kind of try to see the formula of what should I do with my band, because all of that, all of this is new for me. So they were really, really helpful as far as visually and, you know, sound for the beginning of my solo journey. And now another person that has been a huge inspiration for me as a musician and a writer, I think you know his name. His name is Morrissey. He comes from a band called The Smiths. And a cool, funny story about Morrissey, Girl in a Coma actually toured with Morrissey back in the day. We opened up for him. He was our first big tour. So it was like Morrissey boot camp, because he taught us to get on stage, do our sound check, and get right off the stage. And you can understand why he's a very private guy. You know, his fans can get a little crazy, but, you know, most of them are very respectful, though. So he would keep to himself, so we would keep to ourselves. And one time when he was in the hallway, I literally turned and faced the wall because I didn't want to make eye connection with him, because I don't know. I just felt like maybe I would have gotten in trouble or something. And then when we went on the Tegan and Sarah tour, we opened up for them. At one point, Tegan told us, you know, you guys can come and talk to us sometime if you want. And we're like, really? We were just used to the way we had to be on Morrissey. Not that Morrissey is like mean or anything. It's just he is Morrissey, you know. And we actually talked to him our last show in Paris opening. We went overseas to open up for him. Our last show in Paris at the Olympia, he came to our dressing room to tell us thank you, because we got him a little gift. I think we bought him a tie or something. And when I opened the door, his bouncer was there, his bodyguard, and then he moved out of the way and Morrissey was there. And I was so excited. And my sister, Fani, from Girl in a Coma, she's a drummer, is the one who brought Morrissey into my life. And I knew she was just going crazy. So I purposely was like, Morrissey, sit down here next to my sister. And so he sat next to her, and I was just enjoying watching her face the whole time. And then Jen made it to the dressing room, and his eyes are so beautiful. They're so blue, and he smells like church. You know, he's very, very calm. So this song I'm going to play for you guys is actually the first song that got me into Morrissey. It's called Ouija Board, Ouija Board.
Ouija Board, would you work for me? I have got to say hello to an old friend. Ouija Board, Ouija Board, Ouija Board, would you work for me? I have got to get through to a good friend. Well, she has now gone from this unhappy planet, with all the carnivores and the destructors on it.
So sweet. So nice. I know that had to put somebody in a good mood out there. Just classic Morrissey. Oh, just classic Morrissey, putting people in good moods. Once again, my name is Nina Diaz. I am taking over KUTX right now because this is my KUTX and I'm DJing. I'm the boss. And I'm just trying to get y'all to get to know me a little bit better because that's what this is all about. That's what life is all about, trying to get some new connections, new friends, and help each other out and inspire each other and blah, 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 blah. So we're going to continue on with my playlist here. And every song that I'm suggesting here and that we're playing has something to do with the formation of my brain in some way. I've been through a lot of crazy stuff, as I'm sure everybody has. Well, I talked about my solo album, and what began my solo album was my sobriety. I used to be an addict and alcoholic, and now I'm actually 3 years clean. And a part of that was me needing to go away from Girl in a Coma for a while to find myself as a woman and my own artist, because I've been playing music since I was 13 years old, and I'm 28 years old now. And Girl in a Coma was my first band. So I've never really been with anybody else. And, you know, not that I wanted to get away right away from the girls because they're my family. It's just, I like to say it's almost like when a kid is ready to go away to college and the parents are like, we have to let you go now, you know, because they have to get into their own troubles and find themselves as an adult. I feel like me doing my solo album is my way of going away to college. So just to, let's get in our time machine and go back a little bit in Nina's world here. And I'm actually talking about myself a lot, and I usually don't do that, but I feel like I have to because I'm DJing. So I just have to say that really quick because it feels kind of weird for me to keep talking about myself. But here we go. How old am I here? I'm 14-year-old, 13-year-old Nina, first playing guitar, starting to write some music. And this band comes along that inspires me a lot, and they're called Silverchair. And this song in particular, Freak, I know it's one everybody's heard. It was their hit song back then, along with Tomorrow and, of course, Anna's song. But Freak, here you go. Listen to what 13, 14-year-old Nina used to listen to, Freak by Silverchair. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that song definitely brought some memories back for some people out there. Just as soon as those power chords, right? Yeah, I did an air guitar by myself in this room. So that was Silverchair Freak. And, you know, I was talking about when I was 13, 14-year-old Nina. Let's go even further back in time. A little bit further back in time when I was like six or seven. There's this movie. It was called That Thing You Do. I know there has to be some fans out there that dig it as much as I dug it as a little girl. And even now as an adult, it brings back memories, you know. I used to jam out that movie. I made my mom rent it. Remember Blockbuster? Do you remember? It doesn't exist anymore. But we would have to go rent it, turn it back, rent it again that day. It was over and over and over and over. And I loved the bass player, and he didn't even have a name. He was actually called the bass player, and I used to write that on my binder at school. I love the bass player. You know, it was weird. And then I remember, just real quick side story about writing things on my binder. I also literally wrote this down. I love Johnny Depp, even though he's 20 years older than me. I wrote all of that on my binder, so I was always a weird kid. But anyways, That Thing You Do. I had this plastic sword. I'm sure you remember those plastic swords. And I got a shoelace, and I made my own guitar out of it. And I guess I just always knew I wanted to play guitar. Even when I was younger than that, I think my brother asked me one time, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I either want to be a singer, an actress, or a waitress. And it's funny, because usually waitresses, you end up waitressing if you're trying to be a singer and an actor. I don't know how I knew that so young, but I did. So all of y'all, put on your memory hats, and let's listen to That Thing You Do. Once again, my name is Nina Diaz. I am taking over my KUTX. I am from San Antonio, but here I am in Austin having some fun. You guys are always sweet. I always have a good time. So I'm taking over. This is my playlist. This is essentially, I'm making a little mixtape for you guys. So if you weren't recording these songs to begin with, put in your tape deck. I'm all talking like it's the 90s. Put your tape deck in, analog, and record. I used to do that all the time. I would record the songs off of the radio. I'm sure everybody did that. So far, you've heard In Excess, you've heard Morrissey, you've heard Silverchair, and then that was just The Wonders. Let's get some women. You know, I am a female artist. I gotta show some love to my women, some women artists out there. And, you know, we always get asked that question, especially with Girl in a Coma, because it's all girls. How is it for you in the music industry? And do you get treated differently? And to be honest, we don't let them treat us differently. Of course, there have been situations where they could have gotten in our heads, and especially image-wise, because man can go up there looking sloppy, and us women, it's like, they're overweight. They just don't, I don't know, they don't look pretty. And it's like a lot to deal with sometimes. But we went through that period in our lives, and then we realized, wait a minute, we like ourselves. And that's cliche to say, but that's actually one of the main things that I like to tell young artists, young women artists, getting into this, something where they have to kind of sell themselves all the time is, don't ever make yourself ill. Don't ever go down that path to please other people. Just make sure you're comfortable and you're happy and you're healthy, because the right people will come around to support you that get you for who you are. And you don't have to go down that dark path to realize that in the end, because hopefully that's just the lesson you're going to learn. So let me give you the cliff notes. Don't do drugs. And don't, and boys or girls, whatever relationship you'd like, there's going to be others. So don't stop your life for somebody that is trying to make you change. And there's some cliff notes right there. And if you happen to do drugs, just do it once and don't do it again, you know, because it's just messy. So speaking of some women artists and speaking of drugs, the reason why I picked this next song, Enjoy, by the lovely Bjork, is the lyrics in the song is totally what I feel sometimes, you know, wanting just, why do I have to try this? Why can't I just look at it, you know? And that's just part of being an impulsive artist, I guess. And that's why we write. That's why we paint. That's why we create, is because we have that impulsive energy inside of us. So we might as well just use it in a healthy way, which is doing something that will help people by creating and singing songs and just being honest, you know? So listen to this song and maybe you'll be thinking about a little bit of that kind of stuff for a moment. This is Enjoy by Bjork.
We'll be right back.
Sexy. Nice. I love me some Bjork. Love me a little bit Bjork. Bjork. It's Bjork. It's Bjork. It's me, Nina Diaz. Nina Diaz. I am taking over this. This is my KUTX. Here's my little playlist for y'all. I hope y'all are enjoying it so far. And we're going to keep it going with another female artist. As I said before, I am from San Antonio. And I'm sure here in Austin, y'all have got some love for this next woman here, but it's pretty, pretty heavy duty in San Antonio for the lovely Selena. And she's somebody that, of course, growing up, we've saw the movie. We can quote it, every line. And she really paved the way for women in the Tejano industry. But I like to think she did it for women in all types of music because of what how she carried herself. And I mean, I play rock, alternative music, and I'm speaking, you know, I'm talking about her and how she influenced us. So she's touched a lot of different demographics, as a lot of different styles of music. And she unfortunately died so young, you know, at the hands of, you know, we won't get into that, but she unfortunately passed away before her time, that, you know. And she left behind so much, so much more than people would do in their own lifetime, living up to being 80 years old or whatever. And here's some quick little stories of my experience with Selena. Well, it was actually with Selena's family. So Girl in a Coma played the Tejano Music Awards one time. Actually, we played it twice. But the first time we played it, it was a Selena tribute. So we did this album called Adventures in Coverland. And if y'all have heard of that, some Girl in a Coma fans listening to this, then y'all are probably like, yeah, I got it. And if you don't, again, check out Girl in a Coma. We're on Facebook, all that good stuff, and we're on iTunes. And this album, Adventures in Coverland, it's something that Blackheart was like, hey, why don't y'all do a covers album? And we're like, okay. But we wanted to make sure that every song we made in our own, and we kind of went outside the box of the artists that we chose, because we knew who, like, our fans and their age, whether they're like 13 through 25, they might not necessarily know about some of these artists. So we wanted to make sure to showcase Selena especially. And luckily, there are a lot of people, of course, that know about her, but there were those couple of people that were like, I never even knew about her till you did the covers album. So mission accomplished. So it was that tribute to Selena. And the song we did was Si Una Vez. And that was my first time singing a song in Spanish, actually. And it was, I mean, I have a little bit of a white girl accent. My mom tells me that all the time. Try and fix it, but it's going to take some practice. So the family was there. You know, her dad, mom, brother, sister, and they walk in while we're rehearsing. And we were just so nervous because we're like, have they even heard us play this? We don't want them to think we're butchering the song and it's rock. And that was very nerve-wracking. And then we finished and AB was like, yeah, it was awesome. And we're like, really? And then we just felt very accomplished and proud. Cut to last year, I actually had the privilege of singing Bitty Bitty Bum Bum with AB and Chris Bettis. Spanish isn't my first language. I unfortunately come from a lazy generation and I'm trying to learn it now. So I had to really, really memorize these lyrics, and I was overthinking things so much. And it's always a good lesson to learn, especially if you're about to give a speech or whatever, is just don't overthink it. Just do it. You know, just it'll come. It's like riding a bike, you know, just come naturally. So I was so crazy about making sure I didn't mess up, and I had the lyrics on stage with me. And I hadn't met AB really, you know, aside from the Tejano Music Awards, was a really quick, oh, good job. So the first time I saw him was him on stage with the bass. We're about to play Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. Chris is on guitar. And I think to myself, oh my God, I'm standing in the very position that Selena was in. There's her man, Chris, and then there's her brother, AB, playing bass. And all we're missing, of course, is Suzette playing the drums and everybody else. So I really psyched myself out because it just felt so surreal. And I started the song, and that first verse, I went, and And it was so embarrassing. But I picked right back up from that and I was sweating crazy. I already sweat a lot. I should get sponsored by some kind of deodorant because I sweat crazy just standing still. So I was like drenched at the end and I went up to AB afterwards and I was like, I'm so sorry that I messed up the lyrics. And he was like, it's okay. I don't think he even heard it. He was in his own little world at the time too. So I'm like, I guess I'm not in trouble. But that was a big reality check for me not to overthink things and just for it to naturally come out. And even when that does happen, it's not the end of the world. And here's another little message for the musicians out there. If you feel like you didn't give a perfect performance, it's fine. You'll have another time to do it. And just don't be so hard on yourself. Otherwise, you're going to really psych yourself out when you shouldn't. So, even though I talked about Sion Yves and Bidi Bidi Bam Bam, I'm going to play one of her classic songs, Como la Flor. That was Selena, Como la Flor. Flor. Prelo. Prelo. People that watch the movie will know where that's from. All right. So I was telling you guys about Girl Nakoma's album, Adventures in Coverland, that we did on Blackheart Records back in the day. So we're going to continue on another song that we did there. This is the original, though. This man, it meant so much to me. And when he passed away, I literally lost it. And if you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, I was crying so much. And I had a moment of, I think I should post this so people can see how it's affecting me personally. Because, I mean, if you're following me on my social medias, then I feel like you'd want to know things about me. So that was just a real moment. And I'm a pretty private person usually, but I just... I'm crossing that border where I really want to get to know everybody as much as I can, and I really want y'all to get to know me. And when I found out that this amazing man passed away, it made death real. You know, like, you have family members that pass away and you go to the funeral and, you know, you're sad. And it was just, he was somebody you thought they would never die. And of course, I'm talking about David Bowie. And it's like, if David Bowie can die, we can all die. And it really freaked my brain out because I think I'm a little bit in denial because before all of that, he was a private guy. We didn't even know he was sick, you know? I honestly thought if Girl Nakoma toured with Morrissey, I don't see how unrealistic it would be for me to think that one day I can open up for David Bowie. And I really had that thought in my mind. And then he passed away and it broke my heart. And it also made me realize I got to step up. You know, if I have an idea and a dream, I got to try now to get to it, to meet that person, to do everything I can now, because I have to stop procrastinating so much. And that was just a big reality check for me when he passed away. And this particular song off of the Labyrinth soundtrack, it's such a beautiful, beautiful love song. It's called As the World Falls Down. Let's listen to it and think about our fallen hero.
Such a sad love, deep in your eyes, a kind of pale jewel, open and closed within your eyes. I'll place the sky within your eyes. There's such a cruel heart, beating so fast, in search of new dreams. A lover who laughs within your eyes.
so sweet. I say that word a lot, but it's because it is. Again, this is Nina Diaz here at KUTX, my KUTX, because I am taking over. And you've been listening to some of my favorite songs, songs that have inspired me. And if you've been digging it and you've forgot what the last track was called or something, just go to kutx.org and look for my KUTX, and you'll find the playlist there, and then you'll download or go out and actually physically buy the album or whatever floats your boat. Times are changing, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. So we're gonna continue on this playlist here. And speaking of, I mentioned Girl in a Coma because that's where I come from. You know, I come from San Antonio, Texas, but Girl in a Coma is my home band. You know, that's my family. And now I'm doing my own solo stuff, which, again, my album should be out late July, early August. And we did that Adventures in Coverland album. So I'm playing a couple artists that we covered on there. And now, and you just heard David Bowie's As the World Falls Down, now every artist that we covered on that is dead. Pretty spooky. Like, he was the only one that was still alive, because we do, the next song we're gonna hear is from the Beatles. We do a Beatles song on Adventures in Coverland. We do George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and you know, he's gone. So it was really spooky that I realized it one day. I was like, oh man, I gotta stop covering artists because they might pass away. And I'll tell you a little story about that for another song we're going to hear later. But for now, I picked this song because I didn't want to do one of the classic Beatles songs. Here's just a little quick little sweet song by the Beatles called And I Love Her.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. And I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
All right, everybody, you just heard the Beatles. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're called the Beatles. You know what's crazy, though? There's actually some kids that don't know who the Beatles are, and it blows my mind, but I don't want to get into that right now. This is Nina Diaz. I have been taking over this station here. It's my KUTX 98.9. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and I play here often in Austin. I really, really hope that you've enjoyed getting to know me a little bit more. And really quick, that little story I was going to say, because this is our time, you know, I have to stop covering people that are alive still, because honestly, We covered Stone Temple Pilots' Big Bang Baby. A week later, he was dead. And it was just weird. It blew our mind, and we were like, we got to stop covering people that are alive. Like, we don't know what we're doing. So that's that quick little story. But if you like me, if you want to get to know me even more, come on out to a show sometime. I play here often, like I said, but you can find out exactly at ninadiazmusic.com. Follow me on Instagram at ninadiazmusic, Facebook, ninadiazmusic, Twitter, ninadiazmusic. So I'm just going to say it again, ninadiazmusic. And follow me, like me, tell your friends about me, and also check out my other band, Girl in a Coma. And my album should be out this summer. And actually, if y'all are Girl in a Coma fans, Jen and Fani have their side project called Feya, and they continued on Blackheart Records. I myself am going a different route for, you know, different reasons, but we're all cool. We all still love each other. But check out Feya as well. They're on Instagram and all that good stuff. So of course, we're gonna end this evening with a bang, with something so classic. My birthday was March 14th, and the theme for my birthday was 90s dance party, and it was awesome. And of course, here's a little bit of Ace of Base. Yeah, I know you're getting excited. Again, you can check out this playlist, and you can check out this whole thing I did at KUTX.org, my KUTX. It's been a blast. I hope to do this again sometime. Hit me up with anything you want to know about me on the social media stuff. Here is the sign from Ace of Base.